Thanks for listening to World Cafe. My name is Kaleo. Van Halen is quintessential guitar rock. So what happens when you take an electronic jazz duo who are self-admitted fans of the Los Angeles Quartet? You get a different, but somewhat familiar take on those classic rock icons. The Bird and the Bee's latest album is called Interpreting the Masters Volume 2, a tribute to Van Halen. Producer, multi-instrumentalist Greg Kurstin and singer Inara George have done this before with Hall & Oates, but this is a different type of challenge, as there are no guitars in The Bird and the Bee. But it's a challenge welcomed, coming up with some inspired ways to recreate the melody of some of the greatest rock songs of the late 70s and early 80s. We'll also talk about the surprising depth in David Lee Roth's lyrics, but perhaps not the videos. They'll explain after a live performance of Ain't Talkin' About Love. It's The Bird and the Bee on World Cafe.
Baby,
That's Ain't Talking About Love. It's the Bird and the Bee in performance for World Cafe, a cover of the Van Halen classic. Their latest album is a love letter to the seminal hard rock band from Los Angeles. It's called Interpreting the Masters, Volume 2, a tribute to Van Halen. Joining me from LA is Greg Kirsten and Inara George, the Bird and the Bee. It's nice to meet. Welcome back to the cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So some people might be surprised to have you covering Van Halen, but you tipped your hand to fans that this could be coming because you wrote Diamond Dave, a loving tribute to David Lee Roth way back in 2009. Let's make this clear. You are really big fans of Van Halen, and there's no snark or winking irony here, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, we do love Van Halen. I mean, we're not the band you think of when you think of bands influenced by Van Halen. We're not probably your go-to band, but... It's true.
It's like, I feel like if you grew up in LA and you were kind of an aware listener in the 80s, mm-hmm. you were aware of Van Halen. And I mean, I think everybody loved Van Halen.
Yeah, we both realized we love Van Halen. I think, like for me, there was like a moment when I was probably, I don't know, like 8 or 9 years old when I first heard Van Halen, like the first record, and it sounded really dangerous, and I don't know, it was like hard rock and roll, but the guitar playing was amazing and the vocals were amazing and soulful and everything, and I just like flipped out. I loved Van Halen at that time. They were like my favorite band.
You know, you are bringing your own twist to this, and to have a jazz / electronic / you know, a pop sensibility, a duo cover a guitar rock band's catalog, it sounds like this was the point. How do you make something that sounds so different yet I dare say entirely faithful?
Well, you know, that was the part of the thing. You know, when I think of Van Halen, you know, there's like a hard rock element to it. So I think part of that, since we're sort of taking that out of the equation, you know, wanted to compensate by, you know, bringing in like sort of some reharmonization to the chords and bring kind of a jazz element, almost like it was like a covers record from the 60s, or you know, they always had those covers records, like where they cover the Rolling Stones or like the Beatles with like a instrumental record or something, and I love those albums. And then there's the element of like there's the solos, the guitar solos, and so it was like, and I love jazz and playing jazz and piano, and that's my roots, so I thought, well, that could be a chance to kind of take the solos into the jazz world a little bit.
And I think we were, you know, when we would record it, we definitely A/B the songs quite a bit. We didn't want to veer off so far from what the original recording was, and yet we still had to make it work in our style. So I don't even know if we didn't change tempos even that much, did we? Or
not really, you know, because their stuff, you know, probably wasn't done to a click or anything, but I think we kind of matched the tempos a lot, and then it would be sort of like taking it sonically and chordally in a different way, and then you have Inara's voice too, which is so different from David Lee Roth, so...
Really?
Just a tad.
I mean, and I'm so glad that you brought up A/B-ing, because I wanted to do that here on the show. And it's funny, when I got the album, we'd heard Ain't Talking About Love. But when I got the album, the very first song I went to listen to, because I needed to know how you tackled it, was Eruption, because it's just this free-form minute and a half of Eddie Van Halen absolutely going nuts on a guitar. Here is Van Halen from their 1978 self-titled debut album. This is Van Halen's original Eruption. So that's Van Halen's Eruption. Now, the Bird and the Bees. Okay, that is so cool. The Bird and the Bee covering Van Halen's Eruption on World Cafe. Tremendously cool. So when I heard that, it totally recontextualized what Eddie Van Halen was doing there. Like, it felt like it was like almost classical music or jazz. How did you crack that?
You know, that was exactly it. I think there's so much classical, I think, in what he's playing. You know, it's just those arpeggios and the movement and everything sounds sort of classical. And then I thought, well, that's something I can do. What if I kept it on a grand piano and then just sort of kind of reharmonize a little bit and brought a little bit of a jazz classical kind of angle to what I thought maybe the roots of Eruption would be.
You're listening to World Cafe. The Bird and the Bee are our guests. The new album is Interpreting the Masters, Volume 2, a tribute to Van Halen. Coming up next, a cover you're performing of Running with the Devil from their self-titled debut album. We want to keep refreshing people of what blew people's mind way back in 1978 when Van Halen released it. Let's take a listen. Van Halen, Running with the Devil. Now, before we get into your version, Inara, tell me why you take that song and what you wanted to do with it when you had the opportunity to cover it.
Initially, we had hired some musicians and recorded in a bigger studio. And so I remember Greg sort of working on Running with the Devil. And I just felt like, I think we had a conversation like, we have to make this more sound like the Bird and the Bee. And so he came back with this version of all these revoicings and the piano. This is the one that I always kind of go to as kind of my favorite one of the album, because it kind of started the whole concept in a way.
Let's listen to it. It's a live performance of Running with the Devil from our guest, The Bird and the Bee. It's on World Cafe.
So simple. set sound. Here she comes full blast and top down. Hot shoe, burning down the avenue. Model citizen, zero discipline. Don't you know she's coming?
Live performance of Panama from our guest, The Bird and the Bee. Yes, it is a cover of Van Halen's classic. It's from their new album, Interpreting the Masters, Volume 2, tribute to Van Halen. In spending time with the band, Van Halen, who is already pretty dissected. You know, it's not like they're some up-and-coming band or small band from LA. They've been discussed. There have been books written. Is there something that you've discovered that you didn't realize before, but digging into these songs, you learned something that you hadn't discovered?
Well, I'll jump in. Just lyrically, I kind of was a little more surprised than I thought. I think, you know, having a band when you're a kid, where you kind of fall in love with a band, is that the lyrics aren't the highest on your list of things that you're dissecting. I remember the kind of the feeling of the songs, and I remember the choruses of the songs, but I didn't really remember exactly what the lyrics could mean or what was going on. And I think it's fun, obviously, but I felt like there was a lot more underneath than I ever expected. Like Jamie's Crying is one where it's kind of a sweet and sentimental song about a perspective of a girl, you know, and I think singing from a female perspective, it was kind of an interesting take for me to sing that. And just knowing David Lee Roth and this feeling like, you know, I think he really loves women, you know, so in a respectful way, I think he was seeing their perspective. So
I'm fascinated by that because I wouldn't be surprised to think that, yes, there's some depth, there's more lyrical depth in Van Halen than you might think from a rock and roll band. But what surprises me is because of the time and the era that this band existed, you know, late 1970s, Los Angeles, David Lee Roth liked singing about women. I was wondering if there was ever a discovery of there's a song that was too lewd.
I honestly, there are some things when, like, the talking parts, when it's, you know, they're it's like, you know, describing a certain situation where I kind of had to rework it a little, but I mm-hmm. never found anything where I felt offended, you know? And I do think because of the nature of the times when the band came out, and I have to say the visuals, going back to the videos, those were really complicated for me. but I think if you look at any videos at that time, they were complicated. It's a complicated time of, you know, objectifying women, or I mean anything. I mean, there's some rough stuff.
Well, when you say that, the first video that springs to mind would be Hot for Teacher. Can you tell us a little bit of the story of how that came to be and who the guest teacher was for your session?
Sure. The guest teacher is Beck, who I've worked with a lot and used to tour in his band and everything. And I was working with them, and I had asked him, I said, do you want to be the hot teacher for Hot for Teacher? And he was like, sure. So he went on the microphone and improvised this amazing sort of monologue, which was really funny. And then having Omar Hakim on drums too, who's, you know, a legend, who played on, you know, David Bowie's Let's Dance and Weather Report and a million other amazing albums. But that was a really challenging song. I know musically it took a lot of drafts to get that one, because it's really kind of based around that drum beat and the guitar riff and everything. And if you take out the guitar and then you take out the drums, it's like, what do you have? So it's really a tough one, but I was really happy with it in the end.
Let's listen to a little bit of it. A Hot for Teacher. I was just surprised how you pulled it off so well. It's The Bird and the Bee here on World Cafe.
Moby Dick begins, call me Ishmael. Greg, in the back, you there, Greg, can you quiet down, please? I'm trying to read this text. All right, I want you to turn your assignments.
A little bit of Hot for Teacher, a cover of Van Halen. Their new album, Interpreting the Masters, Volume 2, a tribute to Van Halen, is out now. We're talking to the Bird and the Bee. So you've done this with two bands now. Volume 1 featured the music of Hall & Oates. Do you feel like these two bands share any musical DNA?
Well, I mean, they definitely, there's the roots of soul and rock and roll. I mean, but something about like popular songs, I think for us, that don't always get the credibility that they should. And so that's kind of one of our criteria for the bands that we cover.
Sometimes I think people are not into maybe, you know, heavy guitar music or whatever, and they kind of don't even give Van Halen a chance. But if you hear what great songs that they have. And then also, going back to your question, I think the similarity with Hall & Oates is there is this kind of soul element or R&B kind of element. I think to David Lee Roth's melodies and the way he sings and everything, I think he's very rooted in that, as you know, and then obviously Hall & Oates are definitely coming from that. So that's what I think separates Van Halen from a lot of hard rock bands that sort of came out in the 80s. I think that were a little bit coming from a different place, but there's something really kind of like sort of, I don't know, like R&B and sort of rhythmic about the way that they're playing and the beats and the guitar riffs and everything. It's just very soulful.
We're talking to the Bird and the Bee here on World Cafe. Interpreting the Masters, Volume 2 is available now. It's a tribute to Van Halen. By the way, we're about to get into a performance of a song that is not a Van Halen song, but it is a loving tribute to David Lee Roth by you. Let's listen to an original. It's Diamond Day from the Bird and the Bee in performance here for the World Cafe.
When I was a child, captured my devotion. I spent so many hours exploring mixed emotions, all of the ways you spoke to me, all of
That's Diamond Dave from our guest, The Bird and the Bee. You're listening to World Cafe. Greg and Ara, it was an absolute blast to speak. Congrats on the record, and please come back and talk to us again
soon.
Thank you so much.
That's The Bird and the Bee. We'll be back in a moment on World Cafe.